terms, what are they? Choleric, sanguine, melancholy, and phlegmatic. Once again, not descriptions, but they're just names. And then with the kids one, they're all under animals. They're otter, lion, beaver, golden retriever. And then one of the books that I really like, one of the last books that I have studied this from, they take the approach the north, south, east, west. So there's a whole lot of different terminology, and in that book there's a whole bunch of, I mean, they do it with dogs, they do it with snack foods, you know. So it all comes back to the same four basic temperaments and the combinations thereof. Okay? So while you're a combination of all four of them, two of the highest scores reveal the most accurate picture of the type of temperament you are. And I know some of them use the term personality. I use temperament, and the reason why is that I believe that temperament and personality are two different things. I believe the temperament is the definition for me is the self. It's your natural man, you know. Spiritually, we would say it's part of it is the flesh. You know, the weaknesses would be the flesh or the soul, however, you know, you want to look at that. And personality to me is the outward expression of self. Personality is what I show to the world. You know, it's how I act, how I perform to when people around me. So my personality, I may act one way in church. I may act a different way when I'm at home. I may act a different way when I'm with one group of people, a different act with another group of people. That's me. That's personality. But temperament is, I am going to kind of, you know, there's basic things that I'm automatically going to respond to life on these certain specific traits based on what my temperament is, okay? That when you do a test or a survey, whatever you want to call it, the higher your score in any of them indicates, you know, there's different percentages. As we go through the traits this morning, if you are like an 80-20, of two different temperaments, then you are going to be a little different on how you respond to life than if you're like a 55, you know, 45. For, you know, all of you know for the most part that I am a, and I will be using the term the LEAD, the Leader, Expressor, Analyst, Dependable, simply because I've taught from that perspective the most. So if you have questions about which term, you know, which temperament am I talking about, you know, you can raise your hand or something, and I'll try to give another term so it helps you to tie into it if it's easier with a different term. So I am a leader analyst, and for me, my leader and analyst are relatively close. So I may respond to a situation as a leader in one situation. I may respond as an analyst in another situation. But if you're like an 80-20, a leader analyst, then as a leader, you're going to respond most of the time. You're going to respond to a situation as a leader traits. And then some, you know, down there once in a while, there's that analyst that's going to balance out that leader a little bit, but you're going to be, as far as the face that people see, you're going to be following more of the leader traits, okay? Okay, why do we do this? Because, I forgot to give you the scripture. Let's go back and look at the scripture again. We gave it to you last week. And this is the only scripture I'm going to be using. So for those of you that have a problem with that, take it to God. So we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 30 once again, just to get where we can see this in Scripture. And starting in verse 11, and I have the wrong version up here now. Sorry. iPads are really good, but okay, let's see, starting verse 11. It says, there is a, Proverbs 30, starting verse 11. There is a kind of man who curses his father and does not bless his mother. There is a kind who is pure in his own eyes, yet is not washed from his filthiness. There is a kind, oh, how lofty are his eyes, and his eyelids are raised in arrogance. And there is a kind of man whose teeth are like swords and his jaw teeth like knives, to devour the afflicted from the earth and the needy from among men. So I know when everybody, you know, had people guess, say what they were last week, so I'm not going to do that again. But if you don't know what they are, you just make a note and see if you can figure out as we go through the list of the traits and see if you can figure out which scripture is tied into which temperament, because in those four verses, we're talking about four different temperaments. Okay, so why are we doing this? Number one, to be able to recognize your strengths. And every temperament has strengths, and then you carry the strength to the extreme, and it becomes a weakness. And so when we recognize our weaknesses, we recognize that we have, you know, we use the power of God to help us to minimize the weaknesses and develop the strengths, is what we want to do. And the awareness that we of our strengths and weaknesses, it helps us to get the victory over the weaknesses. It helps us, you know, as we were talking about before, is to become who God made me to be. You know, recognizing that I don't have to stay like this. You know, we never use our temperament. Well, this is just the way I am. You know, I'm a leader or a choleric, and so this is just the way I am. You just have to take me the way I am. You know, God doesn't say that's okay. You know, we all have the power of God. If we're born again, we have the power of God within us to be able to change anything that is contrary to Him and His will and His word. And so that's how we need to look at it. Okay? Another reason why we teach this is to help us to understand ourselves and those around us. And I mentioned that before. It's I understand this is why I am. This is why I look at life the way I am. This is why my husband and I get in arguments. Because, you know, I can't understand how in the world he looks at this. And he can't understand how I look at it. This is helps me to understand why I look at life differently than other people. It helps me to understand why some people just drain the life out of me, but being around other people, they really build me up. It really is encouraging and life-giving to me, okay? Another reason is to help us to be more effective in our relationships with family, friends, and enemies. You know, if you have a boss that you can't stand, if you can recognize that it's just a temperament difference and you start understanding this is, you know, this is, there are ways, there are actually books out there and you know, if I was doing the whole seminar, I'd be actually giving you more information on how to learn to work with people that are not my temperament, how to get along with people that are different than me. You know, another big one with this is with your kids. You know, you have two kids, and they're just, you can't understand them. They're just, how can one be so different than the other one? Or how can be one, this one's just like me, and this one is not like me. And, you know, I don't understand. How can they, you know, the same parents, how can that be? And as we understand temperaments, there are principles, there are things you can do to parent each child differently. Because all kids are not the same. We don't parent all our kids the same. Or if you do, then you're probably going to have some unhappy kids. Okay? And so, you know, as we understand the differences, how I'm different and how I'm going to parent differently and how the kids are different, they're going to respond differently, it's going to help me to have a much happier environment, a much happier home. Okay? And then the last one is to help you be more successful in releasing the kingdom of God in your area of influence. Because obviously, as I'm walking in love, and this is what this is helping me to do, is to, as I understand, well, then it's I don't, you know, I don't get as frustrated with Wayne like I used to, because I understand this is just how he is. This is how he's going to look at things. And so learning to work with him instead of against him makes a world of difference in a relationship. You know, you can be butting heads all day long, you know. There's you know, a whole lot of marriages, a whole lot of people that are divorced simply because they didn't understand temperaments. You didn't understand that people are different and there's ways to get along or there's ways to just make things worse. Okay? Praise God. And as I said, there's no right or wrong ones. We're just different. Okay? Nobody's superior. Nobody's inferior. We're just different. That's how, you know, the humor of God made us all different, and then said, get along, okay? Okay, I'm going to be going through some relatively quick characteristics, a quick list of characteristics of the four temperaments. And as I said, we just don't have time to get into a lot of detail, so we'll see how fast we can get through these. Okay, the first one we're going to look at is the typical leader or choleric or what's the animal? Forget the animal now. The lion, thank you, Trina. Or the lion, or north, whichever term you want to use, okay? So the typical leader, they are assertive, independent, decisive, in control, fast-paced, self-starting, confident, authoritative, goal-centered, ambitious, open, direct, strong-willed, competitive, determined, hard-working leader, task-oriented, accountable, action-driven, courageous. Yes, right? But then they go to the extreme, okay? And their weakness is... no comment. And their weaknesses show up. Well, I can't say that here. Doreen, remind me when, later. There was something when I was studying this. Anyhow. Okay. When they're carried to the extreme, this is what this temperament, this leader or choleric can turn into. Aggressive, pushy, controlling, sarcastic, impatient, explosive, arrogant, argumentative, always right or always has to be the best, rude, judgmental, cutthroat, power-hungry, domineering, demanding, poor listeners, egocentric, insensitive, revengeful. Now, I know nobody's going to admit this is who you are, but how many know someone like this? Oh, dear. See, I am one, so. But praise God, studying through this, you know, I have the least amount of weaknesses when I'm going through this lesson. I'm doing pretty good. Yes, dear. You be nice to me, and I'll be nice to you. Yeah. Okay. So the slogan for leaders is "Do it with confidence." Okay. Their motto is "Get the job done fast." Now that's the term right there. If you're working with this person, we want it done. We want it done now. Okay. Or we want it done yesterday. If you have that, that's a key for this person. Their greatest strength, making quick decisions. Their basic weakness, impatience. Their fundamental aptitude is leadership. So as I read all those traits, you can see, well, automatically, you know, they would be strong leaders, okay? Their priority is goals. The leader is a task-oriented person, you know, that people may get, you know, they're just left in the wake as they're, you know, as they're going it through life a lot of times. They're motivated by competition. Their pet peeve, indecision. Their work and play style is they're independent. This is the person who's more likely to just go ahead and do it on their own. Their main work competency, supervisory. Their pace, fast and determined. And their image, they want to be known by, achievement. So if this is your main temperament, then you want to look for a supervisory position, okay? You're going to be drawn to being a boss. And that does not make you a bad person. You know, you have the natural gifting, so that's more what you're going to be drawn to. Or if you're not going to be a boss, you're going to be your, I would say you're going to be your own boss. You're going to, because you're, until you work on, you know, your relationship with God and maturing, you're going to have problems working with other people, okay? So just think, okay, so this is, we're finding our destiny, so we're helping you sort out which direction should I go. Okay, the next one is the expressor or sanguine or otter, I believe, or west, okay? Their typical traits, risk taker, adventurous, fast, energetic, visionary, unconventional, innovative, creative, flexible, multi-talented, juggles many tasks, adaptable, spontaneous, unstructured, enthusiastic, sense of humor, free-spirited, versatile, idea-centered, dreamer, okay? So once again, sounds like, wow, what a phenomenal person. But then we carry things to the extreme. And then they can become practical jokers, silly, error-prone, impulsive, unfocused, scattered, unable to finish, flighty, undisciplined, careless, often late, irresponsible, frivolous, wild and crazy, exaggerative, inaccurate, superficial, evasive, danger-driven. So is it, you can say, well, I'm some of that, but I'm not all of that. Well, you have to understand, you have a second temperament that is going to balance out some of the extremes. You're not just one. So it's where you find you are the most is, you know, where you're going to be, that would be your first temperament. Okay, so this one. Their slogan, do it with imagination, okay? So their motto is, they expand all horizons. Their greatest strength, innovative creativity. Their basic weakness, disorganization. Their fundamental aptitude, seeing the big picture. Their priority, methods. They're motivated by freedom. This their pet peeve is rules, and this is a person You know, as you're working, if you're in a management position and you're working with someone and you have so much trouble, you know, this person is great with working with people and stuff, but then to follow procedure, to get them to follow the structure, it's just a constant battle, then you're likely working with this temperament, okay? Okay, and let's see, how far did I get here? Their work and play style, they're adaptable. And their main work competency, coordinating many tasks. Their pace, fast and flexible, and their image, they want to be known for originality. Okay? Once again, you know, positive stuff, negative stuff, but they're all mixed together. Okay? And as our maturity level, it determines is how much of the strengths we're going to have and how much of the weaknesses we're going to have, okay? That expressor is a people person. You know, they want to be involved with people, I think that's in a different list. Okay, so I won't go there. Okay, the next one is the analyst or the melancholy or the beaver or the east, okay? This person's quality-centered, detailed, structured, slow, deliberate, focused, tenacious, organized planner, logical, analytical, proper, punctual, industrious, responsible, traditional, conservative, serious, reserved. Okay? So this one is, you know, the first two that I read, you see they're more the extreme people, you know, you're more likely to see extremes in them. The second two, they're more lower key, they're more background people. So it depends on which one they're tied in with is how they're going to come across. But you take this person to the extreme, and they become perfectionist, humorless, inflexible, bogged down, obsessive, oblivious, tunnel-visioned, habitual, critical, ritualistic, nagging, unforgiving, unrelenting, stubborn, isolated loner, narrow-minded. So this, once again, you have, you know, someone who can be a really nice person, but if you get into the weaknesses, then they're not going to be so much fun to be around. Okay? Okay, they do it. Let's see. The analyst does it with class. Their motto is, do it right the first time. So if you are... praise God. The greatest strength is planning in detail. So say you have, you know, you're an analyst, which this is my secondary, and so the analysts are all about planning. It's they want more information. You ever see the movie Short Circuit? Is it Short Circuit? And what is it? More input, right? Yeah, Johnny Five, more input. Yeah. And so that's the classic analyst, you know. So, you know, here you have an analyst who just needs more information before they make a decision. It's got to be right, so just more information. And then you have this expressor over here who, you know, happy, blah, 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 blah. Let's just have fun. Oh, this is so boring. I don't want to do it that way. And then you have this analyst over, this is the way it has to be done. And you have, no, you know, let's go have lunch. You know, we'll do on this later. Needless to say, you could have some conflict. Needless to say, these are opposite temperaments. You're not going to see these in the same person. God loves us more than that, okay? So you have, you know, it's the complementary temperaments that one of them, you know, what you're going to be, it's going to be a complementary temperament. The opposites would be, well, we didn't get to the dependable yet, but the leader dependable or the analyst expressor, they're not... I don't believe they are going to be in the same person, but you can understand the analyst, you know, spending a lot of time with the expressor. It depends on the condition, the heart condition of each one, whether they're going to have a good relationship because they're opposite, they may be drawn to what they don't have in them, so they may be drawn to the other person. So you may, you know, if you have an analyst and an expressor get married, they're drawn to the opposites. But then when you live together every day, that can be the same thing that drew you together, can be the same thing that just drives you up a wall if you don't understand the differences and how to work with each other. Amen. Now, as an analyst, I know, said this before, I believe that the expressors can all handle it. But analysts and general, and I don't know if it's leaders too, but analysts, expressors drain the life out of analysts. Okay? So we're going to, and I'm going to share with you something. Every temperament needs a way to recharge. And so if we all, just that alone, it probably saved Wayne's and my marriage. Just when we understood, we recharge differently, okay? And we'll get to that in a little bit. Okay, so how far did we get? The weaknesses, well, I read the weaknesses. Okay, we got to the motto. Okay, the greatest strength is planning in detail. Their basic weakness is tunnel vision. So in the analyst, in their weakness, you know, they only see things one way. They don't see, there are no other, it's because their way is the right way. That will, an analyst in his weakness, that's one of their things. Theirs is the only way it can be done, okay? Their fundamental aptitude is logistical analysis. Their priority is facts. They're motivated by looking for errors. And, you know, that comes natural for me. To look at the things that may not be right drives Wayne up a wall. He used to hate to be in meetings with, Jeff, I figured out who you are again. Okay, my son is almost 40. We've been through this year after year, so many times, but I'm pretty sure we got it right this time. We were talking about it this morning. But anyhow, what'd you say? Yeah, I know. I think we got it right. I'll have to talk to Lindsay. But anyhow, so Wayne would drive Wayne up a wall because he would meet with Wendy, who's an analyst first, Jeff, who we know is an analyst first, today you're an analyst first, and me, who is an analyst second. And so, you know, Wayne would put an idea out, or we would, you know, planning for something, and, you know, he hates meetings anyway, but all three of us would see everything, why it couldn't be done. And needless to say, it would drive him up a wall. But it comes natural for an analyst. Now see, in its proper place, you need that. You need, if you're doing a project, you need someone who sees all the things that we need to plug the holes, we need to fix things. But needless to say, the expressor is going to drive them crazy. You know, let's just do it. Or the leader, let's just do it. Let's just do it. You know, we want to get it done. But you need your analyst there to see, okay, no, we need to do this first. And we need, you know, this kind of thing. So we need each other, but we need to learn how to work together. Okay? Okay, did we get through all them? Okay, the pet peeve is inaccuracy. Their work and play style is serious. Okay, your analysts are not the jumping up and down, you know, forget it. Anyhow, they're more witty than the outward humor. They're the witty, huh? Dry humor. Yeah, it's more that their style. Their main work competency is organization. So if you're an analyst, you probably want to look more for a job behind the scenes, you know, in the structure of an organization. You know, you get your own little cubicle and just, you know, be able to figure things out. And finances are a natural thing for analysts, you know, bookkeeping, that kind of thing. You're probably not going to want to be at the front desk and dealing with people all day. That is going to suck the life out of you, okay? Okay, their pace is slow and cautious, and what do they want to be known for is quality, okay? Okay, the last one is the dependable or phlegmatic or, what's the animal? Golden Retriever, yes, or the South, okay? So their typical dependable is a team player, gregarious, friendly, likable, slow, laid back, good listeners, sympathetic, peace-loving, kind, helpful, hospitable, caring, nurturing, understanding, patient, generous, giving, process-centered. This is the nice person. This is the one, everybody, they are so nice, you know, they're so easy to get along with, you know, they're just such a joy to be around, you know, these are the ones that, oh, were they there? I didn't even see them, you know, because they're very background people. They don't want to be noticed. There's nothing naturally in that temperament that wants to be, you know, out in the forefront. But when you live with one, things may be a little different, because then you actually notice the weaknesses that can pop up from time to time. Okay. So the weakness is, and needless to say, if you did not know, pastor is a dependable analyst, okay? So when they go to the extreme in their weaknesses, they're dependent, shy, procrastinators, lackadaisical, non-assertive, meek, complainers, whiners, yeah. Insecure, frightened, easily hurt, withdrawn, martyrs, vulnerable, overzealous to please, easily intimidated, clinging, possessive. Okay? Yeah. Not such a nice person after all, are they? Okay. Their slogan is do it with feeling. Okay? They are very relational oriented. Okay? They are the definite, they're the relational, the dependable and the expressor are both people persons. The leader and the analyst are task oriented. But the expressor is, you know, in the forefront, you know, talking, interacting, you know, they may have, you know, 1,000 friends, but they're not close to any of them. Where a dependable is the relational part. They're more the deeper people, you know, interaction, the, you know, the may have few friends, but they're strong relationships because that's their focus, okay? So you see with temperaments, there's similarities between part of them, but there's, you know, also differences on how this is going to manifest. Let's see. Their greatest strength is cooperation. Their basic weakness is non-assertiveness. Their fundamental aptitude is peacemaking. Their priority is values. They're motivated by helping. Their pet peeve, conflict. If you have contact with a dependable, they hate conflict of any kind. Needless to say, if you have a leader who leader in conflict with leaders is in their weakness, leaders go for the kill. Just as a leader, whether it's, you know, I don't think it's much strength, much weakness, it's just how they are, is they want to push. Let's get this resolved. Let's push, you know, let's, whatever discussion it is, we want to get this resolved now. And the dependable, you push a dependable. If you're living with one, let me tell you, whether it's a child or whether it's a spouse or friend or whatever, you push a dependable and they will back off. They will shut down. They will cut off all communication. You will not be allowed in to what is, you know, inside of them, you know, to have any contact with who they really are. So needless to say, if you don't know this, you're not going to have a very good relationship. But if you understand this, that we're different like this, we approach differently, and so if you can work together and you're both in a healthy state, then you can talk about things like this. But also, you know, as you learn about yourself and recognize, and when he's, you know, recognizing, okay, I'm pushing, okay, so back off, you know, and learning that I will dump out the information. And then learning to back off, keep my mouth shut, giving him time to process, and then we can talk. But if you don't know this, once again, all you have is that you're living in conflict all the time. You just have an unhappy relationship, an unhappy home, unhappy kids, you know, just it makes a world of difference in your life if you understand this kind of stuff and learn how to work with it. Okay, work and play style, group. Main work competency is team building. And if you know anything about Wayne, that's his favorite thing. He loves to build teams. He approaches everything as a coach. You know, it's all about the team, you know, not about individual. And they want to be known for, you know, their image is compassion. Okay? Okay, so there are a lot of the information for the four basic ones. Just review some of this and a couple new things besides that to just go through the four in one shot. As I said, the leader is, they're fast-paced. The leader and expressor are fast-paced. So they're the same in that, but they're different in the leader is task-oriented. The leader and analyst are all about let's get the job done. But the expressor, even though they're fast-paced, they're people-oriented. So the expressor and the dependable are people-oriented, okay? But the dependable and the analyst are slower-paced. So if you have a slower pace, you know, a slower pace and a faster pace temperament together, you're going to have conflict if you don't learn how to work together. If you have a task-oriented person, you know, temperament, and a people-oriented temperament together, you're going to have conflict if you don't understand each other and learn how to work with each other, okay? We all communicate differently. The leader communicates one way, direct, let's get to the point. You know, don't take 20 minutes to tell me your story. Just tell me what you want, or just give me the facts, you know. Let's just get to the point, okay? The expressor, they communicate, they're positive, they're inspiring, they're persuasive, okay? One of the things with, you know, expressors are generally great storytellers. What happens is, you know, being a great storyteller, is that imagination is a wonderful thing. But when expressors carry that and it becomes a weakness, is they can stretch the truth. You know, the fish that was this size actually gets to be this size, you know, and that kind of thing. And so, you know, that's a natural weakness that has to be watched for, because expressors can, you know, end up having a problem with lying, okay? Where are we here? Communication. The dependable, they are two ways. In their communication, they are the best listener. They tend to be empathetic and offer feedback, okay? And then the analyst, they're diplomatic. They're keen observers. They provide details. If you want information, you know, if you want to know something, trivia about anything, ask an analyst, because they're going to have, or if they don't have the details, they're going to go look them up and find out for you, okay? We all have natural fears. The leader, the natural fear is being taken advantage of. The expressor is loss of social approval. Well, let me do the other ones and then I'll go back to that. The dependable is loss of stability. And the analyst is criticism of their work. So the analyst and the expressor, their fear is that people won't like them. And it's all about, you know, it's all about them, you know, that it's, you're not going to like me. So that's their fear. The analyst is, I'm afraid you're going to criticize what I've done. Because the analyst has to watch, because this isn't a God thing. This is one of those things that's in there naturally, but we have to become, because God doesn't look at us this way, but the analyst naturally looks at himself, is I am what I do. So it's about my performance. So an analyst in their relationship with God is going to have that weakness to work on, to overcome, that the other temperaments may not have, because that's just how they are naturally. You know, there are certain sins that, you know, that come natural to the different temperaments. The leader and expressor, anger. They're much more prone to anger. So it's something, you know, anger is something, if you're one of those two temperaments, you probably have more of a problem with anger. If you're a dependable or an analyst, you probably have more of a problem with fear. There's just things naturally, natural weaknesses that go along with different temperaments. Does that mean a leader can't have a fear issue? No. But understand, just naturally, you know, there is none of this stuff is dogmatic. There's no hard and fast rules. It's just guidelines to help you. And, you know, as I said before, we never use temperament as an excuse, you know, because here I am a leader analyst. I'm totally task oriented. All my gifts and everything are totally task, is totally black and white, get in your face, tell you how it is. That's, you know, there is no compassion naturally in my temperaments and gifting. But God, in his mercy, grace, distorted sense of humor, gives me this calling, you know, on top of all that I am naturally, the gifts and what he has made me naturally, and my temper, you know, my calling is all about people. It's about loving people. It's about compassion for people. It's about helping people. Well, I'm here to tell you, God can do anything. Because God has changed me so much over the past years that I know God can change anybody. Amen. So you may say, you know, naturally, this is the job I should look for. You know, this is the direction I should go. But God may say, you know, you may discover, but this is over here, something totally contrary to who I am naturally, is what God has called me to do. Amen. Well, if God calls you to do something contrary to who you are, you know, naturally, then he's going to give you the gifts. Because it's all about finding out who I actually am, you know, then I'm going to do what God, you know, whatever God has called me to do. Okay, what else we got here? Money. We all look at money differently. Leaders look at money as a source of power. Expressors look at money as a source of freedom. Dependables look at money as a way of showing love. And analysts look at money as a way of ensuring security. So even in that, if it affects every area of our life, you know, it's a natural thing. It's not, okay, I've got to think about this to, you know, this is my temperament. Okay, so I'm going to look at this this way. No, this is how we automatically respond, is based on, you know, on these temperaments. Let's see, the greatest needs of a leader are challenges, change, choices, and direct answers. Greatest needs of an expressor, fun activities, social recognition, freedom from details. That's a big weakness with an expressor is organization. They have that's a real weakness of them. So they may have their office may be a total disaster, but they'll know where everything is. But as far as walking into it, everybody else wouldn't have a clue because disorganization is a problem for them. Dependables, their greatest needs, status quo, stability, time to adjust to change. And sincere appreciation. If you have a dependable child, let me give you a heads up. They need to be warned. Don't spring, if you're your expressor parent, okay, let's do this. Now 2 hours later. No, let's do this. No, an hour later. Let's do this. Your dependable child is going to be, if they're not screaming outside, they're going to be screaming inside. Because they want time, you need to warn them. We're going to do this in a few hours. We're going to, it's going to be time to do this. Supper's going to be ready in this time, And if you may need to use a timer to help them because they need to be warned about change. And you know what? You never outgrow that. Here's a perfect example. I walked out of my shoe. So if you're a dependable, you're always a dependable. It's not you don't outgrow your temperament. And one of the ways, if you have trouble figuring out what you are, look at how you responded to life as a child. Are you the child that had everything organized? All your toys were lined up and that kind of thing? That's an indication you may be an analyst, okay? If you had to be the boss, if you told, you were the boss in the family, you told all your siblings what to do, you probably told your parents what to do. A few years ago, my mom gave me my baby book, and there was very little written in my baby book because I'm number six? Yeah, six, yeah. So I'm number six, so needless to say, I think the only reason I had a baby book because I was the first girl. But anyhow, she had written in there, when I was 2 years old, I told my father to shut up. Well, if you knew my father, nobody told my father to shut up. But because, that's my temperament. So if you have a child like that, it's not an evil child. It's just a temperament thing. And you just have to learn to train them accordingly. It's not, okay, that's just the way they are. No. But we adjust our training differently for different temperament children. Okay? Okay, and then this one. This is the one I told you before. This is a biggie. Learning how to recharge. Every temperament recharges differently. The leader recharges through physical activity. Let's do something. Now, that doesn't mean that, when you're exhausted and then you still have to do things. But to recharge, to get, you want physical activity. The expressor recharges through social time. Okay? They want to be with people. That's how they recharge. So they're at the, they've worked all week and, the analyst, well, let me read the rest of them, then we'll go back to them. The dependable wants to recharges through nothing time, and the analyst recharges through private time. So the dependable, they just want, don't ask anything of me. See, years ago, Wayne and I used to have this conflict because I was not a big TV person. But he would come and, and he would sit and he would want to watch TV, just sit there and veg out in front of the TV. Well, when I learned that's how he recharges, we didn't argue about it anymore. I just let him do his thing because that's how he recharged. It wasn't me. Now me, that's when I kick into the analyst, the alone time. I want to be alone, and he would get, we would went through this time where, we were just the two of us, there was a time when we actually were just the two of us, but we're back there again, praise God. But anyhow, when it was just the two of us, that he would say, I'd say, I need to be alone. And he would say, I won't bother you, but you're in the house. I know you're there. The analyst needs to be totally alone, away, sometimes if it's a room, if it's a place of total strangers, you can get that illusion that you're alone. But, that's how an analyst recharges. So you have the expressor and the analyst who worked all week. So they're two friends or husband and wife. And so the expressor, you're exhausted at the end of Friday night, and you want to go home. But the expressor says, let's go out for dinner tonight. Let's call so-and-so. Let's go out for dinner tonight. And the analyst says,
I just want to go home. I've been with people all week. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to see anybody. I just want to go home and leave me alone. Once again, you're either going to have an argument or you're going to understand we have to adjust. We have to find a way that we both get what we need so we have a happy relationship. Okay? Okay, questions. The leader asks what? The expressor asks who? The dependable asks how? And the analyst asks why? So if you naturally, if you have a child that asks questions, you know, what is their natural question? If you have, you know, if it's you, you know, what is the natural question? That's an indication right there of what your temperament is. Okay, the leader is the doer. The expressor is the talker. The dependable is the watcher. And the analyst is the thinker. Okay, and I had some kid stuff, but I don't have time to get into that this time. Let's see, I had one more page. I think I had one more page. Maybe I didn't bring it with me. I had one that was a little bit about the combination. Oh, there it is. Similarity. So if you have the combination, if you're a combination, I just want to quickly read through this list so you get an indication. Okay, this may be the combination I am if you have these traits. If you're a leader-analyst combination or a choleric-melancholy combination, then you may be like this. Work hard, productive, you take responsibility, you're serious, you finish tasks, and you catch mistakes. If you're a leader-expressor or a choleric-sanguine combination, you move fast, you're talkative, you enjoy action, you welcome change, you're bold, and you take risks. If you're a dependable analyst or a phlegmatic, melancholy combination, you move slowly, listen well, you're conservative, you avoid change, you're cautious, and you follow the rules. And lastly, if you're a dependable expressor combination or a phlegmatic, sanguine combination, the traits are you motivate others, you're sociable, you shun deadlines, you're adaptable, you avoid pressure, and you enjoy relaxation. Once again, we could go into a lot more detail about all of these. You know, as I said, hopefully it gave you enough to be interested or to remind you, okay, this is why so-and-so is the way they are. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Okay, quickly as we finish here, I have four on this card. I have four different people. And one says the glass is half full. One says the glass is half empty. One says half full, no wait, half empty. No, half what? What was the question? And the last one says, hey, I ordered a cheeseburger. So the glass is half full. Who's that? Expressor. The glass is half empty. Who's that? Analyst. Half full, no wait, half empty. No, half, what was the question? Who's that? Dependable. Hey, I ordered a cheeseburger. The leader. Okay. Praise God. Let's worship and praise our God because He is our hope and our joy. Amen. Let's do it.